With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Correspondent Charles de la Desma reports missiles have been aimed at the Israeli Prime Minister's house.
Sirens wailed Saturday morning in Israel, warning of incoming fire from Lebanon, with a drone launched toward Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's house in Caesarea. The Israeli government says in a statement, neither he or his wife were at home and there were no casualties. In addition to a drone launched at Netanyahu's residence, Israel's military says some 55 projectiles were fired in two separate barrages at northern Israel from Lebanon on Saturday morning. Four people were injured, one of whom had moderate wounds from falling shrapnel, says Israel's medical services. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Also at SRNews.com, correspondent Donna Warder reports lower-income Americans are being squeezed by high prices right now in the inflationary economy brought on by big government spending in the Biden-Harris administration.
The Bank of Atlanta estimates that the U.S. economy grew a strong 3.4% in the third quarter, despite Americans dealing with high prices. But Federal Reserve research suggests that only a portion of the American population is fueling most of the economic growth. By August of this year, inflation-adjusted spending on retail goods was nearly 17% higher than it was in January 2018. But for upper-income households earning more than $100,000 a year, spending for middle-income households earning $60,000 to $100,000 rose 13.3% during the same period. Donna Warder, Washington.
U.S. stocks rose to record highs to close out their latest winning streak on Friday. The S&P 500 climbed 0.4% of its value. That allowed it to squeak just past the all-time high it had set earlier in the week. This is SRN News. Canterbury Tales gets a trigger warning.
In case you've missed it, a trigger warning is a statement added at the beginning of a text or speech or video letting people know that what follows might be disturbing. They're becoming pretty common these days, but some eyebrows were raised when the University of Nottingham attached a trigger warning to Canterbury Tales, warning that the 14th century classic contains, quote, incidents of violence and expressions of Christian faith. Some British clergymen and ministries are expressing dismay. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Vice President Kamala Harris is touting her promotion of the LGBT agenda in the waning weeks of the presidential campaign. As Vice President, Harris claims to be part of the most pro-LGBT administration in the history of the country. While in the Senate, Harris sponsored several bills promoting the gay agenda in health care and the criminal justice system. And as California's Attorney General, she did much the same back in 2011. This is SRN News. Correspondent Julie Walker reports crews have halted a fast-moving brush fire that burned homes in Oakland and forced 500 evacuations.
A fast-moving California fire fed by strong winds burned at least two homes Friday and damaged several others in a hillside neighborhood in the city of Oakland, where hundreds of people were ordered to evacuate before more than 100 firefighters stopped the progress of the flames. Crews arrived as the inferno quickly grew, with winds ranging from calm breezes to 40-mile-per-hour gusts during red flag conditions. Red flag warnings were issued for fire danger from the Central Coast through the Bay Area and into northern Shasta County, not far from the Oregon border. I'm Julie Walker.
Cuba's electrical grid went down after one of the island's major power plants failed. That left millions without power. The failure came a day after a massive blackout swept across the Caribbean island. More details at SRNNews.com.